You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Hey,
hello, hello.
Hi,
how's it going?
Hi again.
We're back,
living my best life.
Did you press record?
Yes, I did. Thanks okay. for reminding me. I have a bad reputation now in Sarasota. I think I need to get kicked off. We're looking for a new co-host to fill my shoes. It has to be
now
great
accepting applications. But we are back with
things you don't regret about your wedding.
Yes.
Oh, our favorite topic, because we could talk about weddings all day long.
Now that you've learned everything that people regret, now you can learn what people do love.
Yes. Now it's all happy. Happy, good news bears.
Or
good
happy news, time.
I always say bad news bears because you always say that to me. But then
so it's good news bears? That's so funny.
Good news gorillas. Good news gorillas, yeah. Maybe.
What's something that you love about weddings, Jordan? To kick it
like
off.
That like people, what are that people do?
Yeah, the people do, should do, all of the
above. The fact
above.
That we get married in the first place. That people chose one day to actually do this and somehow get married. I appreciate whoever came up with it, because now here we are.
Happy times.
Yeah. No, one thing that I'll be serious for one. one thing, though, that I really love is people that choose, you know what, actually, I've loved this last year. I've never had done yet, but I really want someone to do it. People that choose to, like, get ready together.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning. And that's more for elopements and small weddings.
That's a different one, yeah.
But I just love the fact that they don't want to spend any time apart, and they just want to get together and get ready and spend their morning together before doing such, like, an important part of their day. And I think it's just so special for the people that choose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I really like that. Trying to think of something that I love that's, like, different.
Mm-hmm.
I like when people do the first dance when they enter the reception.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hot take. Because I feel like sometimes first dances are kind of like a mood killer.
We've talked about that before, haven't we?
Yeah. So I think, like, if you have a way to, like, start the party, sometimes, like, the first dance and then the father-daughter dance are kind of, like, not somber, but they're emotional and, like, I don't know. I think it's kind of nice to just, like, get those done with.
I think when people come in, it's such a big, like, party moment. And a big, like, oh, my God, like, we're all happy for them. They're stoked. Everyone's happy. And everyone's on a high. And, like, it just feels natural for them to go onto the dance floor and have their moment, like, their, what's the word? What is the thing that people call it? Their, like,
spotlight. I don't know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Like their spotlight, but like, yeah, like it's their moment to shine.
Yeah.
And then they like doing your first dance right when you come in, when that moment's already happening, is like, I feel like it just like makes sense and it just goes well together. Everybody's still excited. And then you go into your dance, so they're even more excited. And it's just like such a big, like beautiful, like merging of two things. I feel I like
totally.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's a kind of a different one, but, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Things that made people happy they did things at their wedding. So having all of our favorite people in one place, just having them all there.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just all together. Like it doesn't matter. Like, and that's again, another reason why people do have those big weddings, because some people are very big on family, like, and having everybody there, and some people just aren't, right? And that's why we do, like, people do so many different things for weddings, because everybody's different. But obviously for these people, it's like family is so important, and just having everyone there was just so truly special. And that's why we do it, if that's what you want to do.
I saw a thing and it said, like, your wedding and your funeral are the only times in your life that all the people you love will be in one place at the same time. Because, like, when else, like, especially when people live in different places, and, like, that's such a special moment.
And you're only alive for one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
So you might as well embrace the one that you could be there for.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought that was such like a
mind shift. It breaks it down a little bit and it makes you think about it a different way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the importance of it, like, and a reason also why we do weddings and these big celebrations.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And it's all your people. That's why you have to make sure that they're your people.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Anyways, yeah. This one says, having the wedding videoed. It's expensive, but worth it. I still tear up watching mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
Well, it's just different from seeing pictures. Everyone's so used to seeing pictures. I think when you see a video, because it's still kind of a new thing that people are doing, and it's more and more and more common, but it's like still, I feel like it's still kind of new that people are doing that, but you get to, you feel it more when you watch a video.
Yeah. And I think like there's the music, then you incorporate the speeches, and it just like, this sounds kind of bad, but it like romanticizes your wedding. You know, it's like a movie and a music video. You see it in a different way.
You see it in a different way. Yeah.
Because a photo is just a photo. And there's only like a photo can still make you cry. It can still like provoke emotion. Like there's, but like a video, like the movement, and you see things in just a different, having all those other elements really tells a story.
Oh, for sure.
I thought that was a cool one.
Okay. Keeping speeches to those who really needed us to talk. Bridesmaid, mother. Oh, God, sorry. I always screw up when I see these, like, abbreviations. You guys are going to kill me.
Yeah. MOH.
Okay, best man, maid of honor, parents, and us. Done. I agree with this for sure. It's it's nice when, listen, I feel like speeches are great because you want to hear what all your important people have to say to you. But do you want to listen to it for, an hour and a half?
No.
Right.
And I think, obviously, we love speeches. That's, like, one of our favorite parts of the day. But, like, people can only sit there and listen to your mom talk about all your accomplishments in life for so long. So I think trying to keep them short and sweet and not, because sometimes we've sat there for hours and hours and hours for speeches, and they're definitely important and we're not saying they're not, but I don't know. I think thinking of guests is a big thing for that.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah. This one says, keeping it small and intimate. Nice. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing what you want, making sure you're not having the wedding that your parents want. And I think that everyone that's done those small and intimate weddings are like, we did the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have two that are pretty much the same on here, but doing our first look at the altar.
Yeah.
So like seeing each other when you walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
And again, there's really nothing that beats that moment, honestly. No. Like there's not. There's really like that's like the iconic moment.
I still like I get goosebumps thinking about them because that's my favorite moment in weddings.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It Which makes... is so funny because last week in our episode we talked about how like there was two people that said they regretted not doing a first look.
Yeah.
And because they did that first look down the aisle and they wish that they wouldn't have. So it's kind of interesting that this person says that that's like their favorite part of the wedding.
I mean, yeah. And it, again, it just shows you like it's definitely just a people thing, person to person.
Yeah.
So that's why you really need to sit down and think about what you want, because or else you're just going to pick.
You got
to
do what you want.
You're just going to pick something that maybe you don't want. Right?
100%.
Just being intentional. And some people
do it like timeline wise. And I've seen like. I've seen people do the opposite where they do a first look and it's awkward and it feels staged and like they're upset because the other one didn't cry. But then when she's walking down the aisle, they are both bawling. So I think you really have to sit down and like think about which one will mean more to the two of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No. And it's, that's just being intentional about it, which is like what we preach. Totally. Really. Yeah. Like.
Yes. No wedding party. This is cool.
And they like that.
They liked it, yeah. So they liked having no wedding party.
I like it too, yeah.
I love it.
It's about you too.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I think sometimes with bridal parties, we get caught up in, like, you get caught up in, like, them and getting all the bridal party shots and, like, partying with your people. But, like, why you're getting married is because the two of you are, like, getting married. It's about you guys. So I think it kind of not having a bridal party just helps you focus in on like, okay, why are we here?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're not focused on like making everybody happy.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the times when you have a bridal party and it's going to happen, like, it's not like it means to happen this way, but I think because there's just so many people that is are a part of it at that point, mm-hmm. that it just kind of sometimes can evolve into something else.
Yeah. And then you get the peanut gallery putting in their input and
exactly.
saying, oh no, we want photos here. Oh no, you should do it here. Like sometimes the bridal party members are pretty opinionated. So.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Also picking people that support you is a big one too.
Okay. Married, getting married on our family land.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think this is nice because it's something that these people chose to do that's different. Yeah. They chose a spot that's important to them, which is special to them, means something, which is we preach that all the time on here, but they intentionally chose that. And something else that I really like about this is that you get the opportunity to go back to that spot whenever you want.
Exactly.
Like if you get married in a church, you can usually go to a church anytime, usually. Yeah. But like, or like a park, like there's places that it's just not the same if you can't really access them or like if it's a venue, you can't really go back anytime. And if it doesn't mean anything
to you, but family land is like multiple generations and, you know, like there's a story behind it. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And it's special. Yeah. And that's all that like, it's important.
Trying to pick something special is big too. Like something that actually means something to people. Like sometimes they're like, oh yeah, we just need a ceremony spot, so we'll just get married in this park, which is sometimes what you have to do. But like if you can find a spot that is meaningful, that you can like tell, this is why we got married here, because we met here, or you know, like something. Yeah, it's always nice to have those little special touches.
I feel like too, if you're getting like, aren't my like superstitions gonna come out, but it's like you're getting married on family land, there's so much history there, there's so much like, how do I say this without sounding like a witch,
good energy.
I was gonna literally say there's so many good like there's energy, good energy, good vibes, like it's special. How many of you like family members have like grown up on that land and like raised their families on that land? And it's just like, you're just adding to that energy and it's just like very beautiful in that
and
way.
Not any, like not like no one else probably is, unless your siblings or your cousins, whatever, but like a bunch of people aren't going to go and get married there.
Yeah.
Like it's special. It's your place. It's, you know, because otherwise if you go to a church or a hall or a venue, you know, like anyone can get married there. So if you can pick a ceremony spot that's like meaningful, I think that's super cool.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
100%. This one says pizza for a midnight snack and a really good DJ. Love that combo of the pizza and the DJ.
Honestly,
in one
that sounds
statement.
Like my wedding in 20 years or whatever.
No, I think having a midnight snack, if you're having a party, is essential. We don't want, you know, too much chaos, but I think pizza is super fun. I love that.
Yes.
But having a good DJ,
it can make
or break your dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Because sometimes a bad DJ, like I have heard stories of friends that have had bad DJs and they're like, he played 70s music all night and we wanted to dance, like we don't know any of this, and
70s
like,
music all night.
Yeah. And, like, the crowd is young. Like, they want to sing along, dance.
Well, especially if it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, at that point, grandparents went to bed. Yeah.
Or, like, DJs that won't take the requests of, you know. Like, I don't know. There's a good DJ, though, that can read the room, that can, like, work in the requests from the audience, but also, like, that knows. Because, like, I don't know. Really good DJs will ask you for a playlist and a no playlist. So if they can respect you and also...
yeah,
be good, then so I think like we made we talked about it on one episode, I can't remember, but we made a TikTok and it was like,
I was about to say,
it was like the way you know if you have a good DJ or not, if people talk about it, then you know you had a bad DJ. If people aren't talking about it, or how did you say it,
I was like, people will always remember if you had a bad DJ, but no one will remember if you had a good one, because
they're too busy dancing,
because they'll just remember the party. And yeah, they won't totally. Be like, oh, that DJ like played crappy music, blah, 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 but they'll talk about totally. It if you did. Yeah. And they won't be yeah. dancing, and that's what they're going to dwell on. But if you had a good DJ, you won't hear a word. And you'll be like, oh, it was just a great party. And no one's going to like say, because of your DJ, but that's why it was a great yeah. party, because of your DJ.
I know. It's like one yeah. of those things that are kind of like behind the scenes. Like yes. a good DJ will be like just playing those music, like the songs that they know people are going to come back to and they can mm-hmm. read a room. Yeah. Honestly, I have witnessed when... you have mm-hmm. a good DJ, like immediately people are on the dance floor and like it's
oh yeah
no, that's
yeah.
such a big one.
Okay, so someone talked about this, how they did somebody say on the other episode that they didn't want to go they didn't do sunset pictures, or they regretted not doing sunset photos.
They regretted not doing sunset photos.
So yeah, loved taking time to decompress from reception to do sunset photos.
Yeah,
100%. I mean, yep. we talked about this in the last episode, mm-hmm. but it's like, yeah. even if it's not to take pictures, but just to go outside and decompress and have those 15 yeah. minutes with your person,
totally.
Makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, because it's just such a nice. Your photographers are there and they're involved in it, but the main, like, when you're together and you're posing, it's about you guys and you're like, taking it in, and usually like mm-hmm. when you walk there, you're walking back, you have time to chat, and like mm-hmm. you don't really get that time on a wedding day. Like, it's actually crazy how you don't have that time.
No, right? Like yeah. you don't get to sit there and be like, guess what I did this morning. Like, you don't get that chance.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And also, like, you're so overstimulated all day because people mm-hmm. are touching you and like mm-hmm. you're doing this, like having that time to just go out in the quiet and see your reception from afar and like yeah. have that moment, I think is so special too.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. yeah. And it, I think like even if you're at a venue that, say you're at like a fancy hotel and you can't go out and do sunset photos, go do photos like around the hotel.
In the hallway.
In the hallway, in the staircase, like there's always like alternatives. Even if it's not a fancy hotel, you can make like a hotel hallway look cool. Like there's different ways pictures. You could do that.
Yes. I love those pictures.
Think outside yeah. the box too, because not every venue has like options for sunset mm-hmm. photos. But yeah, there's different ways you can go about it for sure. Even if yeah, you have to drive sure. 5 minutes to go somewhere else. Like that one Jordan and I did the summer together. We had to drive like, what, 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
to go and yeah, to even an open spot.
The one like that I came and did in Lloyd, we drove up the road 5 minutes and took yeah. the sunset pictures. Yeah.
No, it was good. Like it's honestly, it's so worth it. So worth it. Was that yours?
So worth it.
My turn?
Yeah, that was mine.
This one says, after dark photos. The drunk late night moments captured are some of my favorites. So they obviously yeah. had a photographer either stay late or come after. And
that's something we've talked about recently yes. in like 5 of our podcast episodes. Yeah. But it's like, because I've done 2 weddings now where there were friends of mine, but I took the crazy night, like 12 o'clock on pictures. Yeah. And it's like, I went through them last night actually and sent them to my friend. And I yeah. was like crying. Like they're so wild. Funny.
And that's the ones that like you look back on and I don't know. Some people probably don't remember that some of those things happened. So it's kind of fun to, and people are having fun. They're sweating. They're crazy. Like they're letting go.
Those are the funny pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
That's yeah. So it funny. Was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting pictures with everybody in the wedding party and their significant others.
I like that.
So not just their wedding party, which, you know what? I really appreciate this because mm-hmm. they really sat there and took the time to say like, yeah, like we want pictures with our bridal party, but the significant others are also a big part of our lives. Like we want yeah. pictures with them too.
Even though they might not be in your bridal party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it like, if you think like most of those people will probably still be together and they're going to be starting mm-hmm. lives together. And so, yeah, like. You want both of them in that. It's not yeah. there. It's a partnership for them. I like that. It's cute.
You know what that makes me think of? Whenever we're doing bridal party photos, they always say like, okay, we want individuals. So like the bride with each bridesmaid, the mm-hmm. groom with each groomsman. But I always wonder like, I guess you could go either way with this, but like, I think I would want a picture of me with the bride and groom. And not just the bride. If I was a bridesmaid, say, because true. When you think about it, like you're there for their wedding, not just the bride's wedding.
True.
And like you are her bridesmaid, but like you're standing up for them.
Both of them.
You know, yes. like so lately I've been thinking about that because no one ever does that. Like it's always like the bride and the bridesmaid, like each one individually. It's not the bride and the groom. Because like that I've had big bridal parties where there's couples in the bridal party. So you'll get the bride and groom and then the couple that's in the bridal party, but never, like, I've probably done it, but I honestly couldn't think of a
wedding where we've done that. Great point.
It's just 100%. Something different. And like everyone just thinks that you need the individuals, but I think that's like also a different option.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Totally.
Okay. So I have a long one. So I'll just read it out.
I can see it on your phone.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Really tune in and only do what feels good for you and your partner, not what your family wants / expects from you. It is your wedding day, not theirs. And whatever negative feelings they have about theirs is not your problem. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
We had always planned on doing the small intimate ceremony, and a lot of our family was upset that they wouldn't be able to join. So we decided to throw a shindig in Alberta so that the rest of our extended family and friends could celebrate with us, which undoubtedly would have been a lot of fun. But as we realized and were planning it, we both realized we were dreading it. And hence came to the conclusion that, oh, we are doing this for everyone else, not ourselves. So we canceled it.
Wow.
And people were disappointed, but at the end of the day, it was our wedding. We got to see everybody at Christmas and share the beautiful stories and photos and connect with them on a deeper level than we would have at a hall with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And then it was so hard to do. I was on the verge of having a panic attack when we canceled it all, but it felt so freeing to be real about it and only do what we wanted. If we would have done that, we would have definitely regretted it.
Yeah. That's so good.
I think this just really, I mean, we've said all these points like in this episode, in the other episode,
but
it all just comes together, but it's just like nice to see. It's nice to see like, because they, like if you read, like they had planned to do the smaller ceremony to come back for their friends and do that. And they're like, no, like that's not for us.
Yeah.
And it's that just goes to show that even if you have stuff planned, you can always change it.
Exactly. And I think that goes back to being like conscious of what do we want? Is this for us or is this for other people? Because like in one of the responses, it said like their favorite thing was that they did an elopement and then they came back and had a party. But in this case, they felt like they were doing the party for everyone else. And I think that's so common. So many people feel like they have to celebrate with everyone else.
It's like, do it if you want to and you feel like you're missing out on the party and it's for you. Yeah. But if you're just doing it for them and dreading it, then it's probably not for you.
Yeah. And in that case, it's like, why not just do it all in one go then? You know, like I understand like wanting to go somewhere else. But for me, I feel like I would have a hard time like getting dressed up, doing the wedding in the elopement and then doing it all over again.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how my brain works. And I think that's why a lot of people, like, I've heard about a lot of people that have planned that, especially during COVID. They were like, we're going to have the wedding, like, on the same day. We're just going to do it small, and then we're going to do a big party later. Most people did not end up doing the big party because they were like, it's done. We celebrated. We're married. Like, that's...
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. No.
Yeah, totally. But...
Nope.
No, that was a really good one. This one says small bridal party. Love that. I think there's a lot of drama when it comes to bridal parties.
It's one of those
things. And picking people.
It's one of those things that it's almost like the same as not inviting family members and how much of a stink that causes. And it's like, I feel like it's kind of the same stink when it comes to bridal parties and not picking a friend to be in your bridal party. Where it's like the same, like you just don't want to tell them, but it's at the end of the day, a good friend will not care.
They're still probably going to be invited. Like, I don't know. I think that so many people either just end up having everyone or they have like, okay, I'm just going to have my sisters because I can't pick one of my four really good girlfriends.
Listen. It's kind of a blessing in disguise. You don't have to buy the buy the bridesmaid's dress, do your makeup, do your hair, wake up that early. I mean, you should be thanking them. Like, thank you so much.
Have to deal with those stinking bridal party photos. Like, sheesh.
Like, you're welcome.
But, honestly. But people get so heartbroken about it and it like ruins friendships.
Yeah. And it should not. I don't think it should.
No. Honestly, I think that like I was doing an engagement session a couple nights ago and the bride was like, I'm just putting family because I don't want to break anyone's heart and start drama. And it's crazy because you think like, oh, that's like, maybe they're young, like they're immature, but these are like older ladies. Like
that would make me like not have anybody. If that's how much drama it was going to cause, I wouldn't pick a single person.
I think that's what happens though, is like people are either like not going to do a bridal party, or they think that, okay, we're just going to have 20. Like,
yeah. But it's like, if you guys are going to stress me out because like you aren't happy with my decision, then nobody gets to be a bridesmaid and you're all cut from the team.
Everybody's out.
sorry to say.
And I think there's so many fun things about a bridal party too. So that's what's sad about it. But like,
yeah.
I chose my wedding party based on people who I could see in my life for a long time. That is a really, really good one.
Yeah, 100%.
Because
even my parents, when I talk to my parents about this, they're like, we don't really chat with any of our...
No, I think like my mom was in a wedding and she has never seen that lady after her wedding. But like, that's why I think I love when people put in family, because you know what? You're probably stuck with your family, so they're going to be in your life. Or even like sisters-in-law and stuff. Like sister-in-laws. Picking people that you know are going to be in your life for a long time is important, because I think a lot of people just pick whoever. Well, and
I think too, like when you get married, usually you're young, like usually you're in your 20s. That's like the main age you're getting married. That's not always the case. But when you're in your 20s, you have a lot of friendships that come and go. And that's like kind of part of life. And that's like usually most people it happens to. So if you think about it that way, you're going to have some friends that are going to be with you usually for like life. But there's going to be some friends probably that might come and go.
Oh, totally.
So just being mindful of that.
Yeah. No, I think that's so true. And you like, your bridal party is such a big part of your day, and you just want people that you know are gonna be good. You know, like not that bridesmaid who is making it all about themselves you know, the drunk groomsmen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. This one says pictures before the ceremony, then spending our cocktail hour with our guests. Yeah. So obviously this person would have done a first look. But I think if you really want that time with your guests before everything, then a first look is another good reason to do that. Because otherwise, I guess it's still doable, but your supper would probably just be late.
Well, cocktail hour is such a fun part of the night that you don't get to enjoy.
And I think it can kind of be lame sometimes.
If they're not there.
Depending on the wedding. But if the bridal party's there, then I think it's going to be way better.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'm glad that they did that for them. I'm glad that they went
and enjoyed it. No, I think that's really cute.
That's
perfect. And that person also said first look for sure.
Yeah.
So first looks, I think, despite what everyone says, you can either like make or break them. Like it kind of, it really depends, I think.
I think it's, again, just being so intentional with what you're doing. Yeah. Like you want to be doing it for a reason, not just to do it.
Yeah.
We've said it a million times.
And I think like overall, what the consensus that we've gotten from everyone is just doing what you want, which is what we always say, but also just, I don't know, doing what you want.
Should you check and see if we had, did we have any new ones?
Let me look.
Yeah, we should check.
Someone put like they had an elopement and then the reception later.
Yeah,
that they liked. But I think I talked about that.
We talked about that.
Let's see. Someone said, my photographer, she kept us organized and loved my whole wedding album.
Aw, who was that?
Jordan's like, must have been one of my clients.
No! Please stop. Oh, stop.
That's so funny. You said only having close friends and family?
Yeah.
Yeah, another person said they were glad they did the first look down the aisle. Like, we can't preach that enough. But yeah, that's kind of like, I'm just gonna check our DMs too. Yeah, I think that those are all so good.
Yay. Like, it's nice to hear all the wholesome moments that people do.
Yeah, honestly. And what people like, especially the people that decided to say, like, we don't care what other people think. We're going to do it our way. And it turns out being amazing. Because mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, like, especially when your family tries to put in their two cents and all the stuff, like, they're not going to care at the end of the day because you're having a beautiful wedding. And
well, I hope that some people like listening to this can like hear everybody's stories about doing that stuff was a positive thing, even yes. with the negative family not like happy about it. It was still yep. a positive. I hope that can kind of remind some people that maybe are on the fence at least of like, mm-hmm. yeah, like there might be some backlash, but it'll still be a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's worth
like,
it.
It's worth like it is worth yeah. it even with like the negativity.
And at the end of the day, they won't care. Like, I genuinely believe that like the family that's mad about it, they'll get over it. As bad as that is to say.
Yeah, I mean it's your yeah. wedding.
Do what you want. That's our main takeaway. Every yeah. time. That's what we well, should do in this podcast. Do what you want.
We're gonna rebrand.
Yeah.
No, now that we kind of went through that, how is your season treating you? Do you have any, how many more weddings do you have?
Two.
But by the time this episode comes out, because we're recording it a little early.
Two.
Yeah.
I nice. Have them both like the last weekends of October. And then I'm leaving this country and never coming back.
Hey, no, don't say that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. We last minute booked a trip and I'm so freaking excited because
I want
to be able to like, shoot really? My last wedding and then get the sneak peeks out, back up all my stuff, leave it here. Like, literally, I'm leaving my computer.
I'm so excited for you.
I know. It's like we were trying to figure out when to do it. And like, obviously, November is crazy. And so was December. So we were like, why don't we just go in October? It's not going to be busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are very excited to get the heck out of here.
I'm really want to like jump on that plane and just secretly come with you. I'm like really want to.
I'll just pack a second bag. You can hop in it.
Please. Please.
Yeah.
Bring me.
No, how's your season?
Good. I'm done weddings. Like,
yeah,
I'm so excited. My next wedding will be in Mexico.
I'm so
yeah. So I'm back, going back to Mexico. Very excited about it. Yeah. I love doing Mexico weddings because usually they're in like May, April. That's usually like this is the time people do it.
Yeah.
And that's always like my first wedding of the year. I always start it off with a bang and it's always so fun. And
you're not in busy season. It's oh God. Chill.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
No, honestly, I'm ready for slow season. This season, like, I'm so grateful for everyone I've worked with. Like, I've had insane weddings this year. Like, so mm-hmm. good. So many cool people. But I'm like,
yeah.
I'm ready to relax for a couple
of I feel
months.
That. Well, right now, like, we're all saying, oh, we're done weddings. But it's like, I'm done weddings, but I have 20 things to edit right now on my list.
100%. Like, you're done the physical shooting portion.
Yeah.
Not the editing.
So, like, every night right now I'm editing till like, midnight. I'm, like, not doing well, not eating very good, but I'm going through it.
That's why, like, the last week I was talking about, like, oh, I finally cleaned my house because I've neglected it for the entire mm-hmm. summer because, mm-hmm. yeah, the whole work-life balance thing, we're still, you and I both...
It's never
have yet to master. How do you master it as a business owner, especially when you have a busy season? Like, I'm sure farmers are not doing well with their work-life balance right now. So,
yeah, everybody's busy. Like, this is the busy time of year for everybody. Yeah.
But then winter, we can catch up on all of our craziness.
Yeah, my list is long for my winter. Like, I always have a list of things I want to do in the winter.
Yeah.
And it's quite long.
Well, and people every time, oh, this is your only job. What do you do in the winter? And it's like, everything I didn't do all summer.
Everything I don't have time to do.
Everything I put off. Like, it's crazy, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but we always make it through.
Somehow.
Love it.
Don't really know how, but.
Yeah.
Cool. But awesome. Yeah, that was fun. And thank you again, everyone. We have decided that we want to do that more because it's so cool to see what you guys have to say.
Mm-hmm. What should we talk about?
That was a good question.
Next.
Yeah. Let us know. Message us. Respond to this on YouTube or whatever. I think it's also the comments crack us up, especially on YouTube. That's where we get the majority. They're so funny. The one episode, someone was trying to diagnose us with ADHD, which literally made us laugh so hard.
I'm like, girl, Tell me about it.
We know.
I know, but maybe she should just diagnose me because my doctor, I can't get in to see her. So
yeah, are you a psychiatrist? Like, hit Jordan up. Oh, no. It's fun.
But yeah, keep the comments rolling. We'll keep answering them if you keep giving them to us.
Yes, please. It's so fun to have some engagement. It gives us some extra confidence.
Oh, we love it. I love it. I like always smile when I see a little comment. I know. Like, oh,
it's love so you fun. Too. We'll try and keep the TikToks and the reels going too. Once busy season's over, I think it'll be a lot easier to have that extra time to work on those. But yeah, mm-hmm. In the meantime, we're just keeping our heads above water.
Yep.
Yay. Well. Yeah. Well, awesome. Let us know what you guys want to hear for questions and we will put some more out. It was fun to see how many people actually responded. I feel like that was a good question to start with. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Amazing.
Oh, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.